History is being made tonight at the Metropolitan Opera, one of the country's most important cultural organizations, and for several of the artists involved. Jeffrey Brown has a preview for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
When the opera Fire Shut Up in My Bones opens tonight at the Metropolitan Opera, the stakes will be incredibly high.
This pain from my soul.
The first production in 18 months at the Met, the country's largest performing arts company, after the COVID shutdown. The first opera by a black composer in the Met's 138-year history. The first ever with a black director. But there's also a deeply personal side. You know, ask composer Terrence Blanchard.
I mean, you know, when I was a kid, my father loved opera. My father was a big fan of it and always played his opera recordings at the house, man. And it was pretty funny. I tell people all the time, as soon as he would put his records on, you would hear doors slamming in the house because people were trying to find some peace and quiet. And he didn't care. He would just sit up in the front of the house and listen to, you know, La Boheme or Carmen or any one of those classics.
Everybody else running away, yeah. And he's happy.
Yeah.
Terrence Blanchard would come to love opera himself, and his father would be plenty proud of this musical renaissance man. Known first as a jazz trumpet player and composer, a six-time Grammy winner. And then for his 60 film scores, notably his work with Spike Lee, including two recent Oscar nominations for Black Klansman and Da Five Bloods. This opera is his second, with a libretto by Casey Lemons, best known as a filmmaker. It's based on the 2014 memoir by New York Times columnist Charles Blow, the name taken from a verse from Jeremiah in the Old Testament. It's a coming-of-age story of poverty, sexuality, and race in the South, moving and poignant, but also at times harrowing, including childhood molestation.
Does it make sense to you that this is the stuff of an opera?
Of course, because it's stuff of real life. The thing about Charles's book that really makes it operatic is the fact that, you know, he says in his book, he was a boy of peculiar grace.
For a boy with peculiar grace.
It pulled me in because I know exactly what that means. I was never molested as a kid, but being a kid who wanted to, who had interest in the arts, you know, who was walking to the bus stop every Saturday with his horn to go for a lesson while the other kids were out playing in the street and looking at me, you know, I understand what that feels like to be different in that way.
With Terrence, I was so nervous the first day when he came into rehearsal to watch.
Because?
Because it's Terrence Blanchard. And I don't want to disappoint.
Camille A. Brown is co-directing Fire Shut Up in My Bones with James Robinson. An acclaimed dancer and choreographer, this is her first time directing opera. And like Blanchard, she wanted to bring her full experience and toolkit to the production. One likely showstopper, a college fraternity hazing scene she choreographed using traditional step dance.
There's a lot on the stage that probably audiences or Metropolitan Opera audiences have never seen before in terms of step dance, the black church.
Some of the rough issues raised.
The issues. But I think in anything that you create, of course, in the back of your mind, yes, you want people to like it and receive it. But that can't be the thing that is driving you. What has to drive you is your personal connection to it. If you believe in it, then that's what you have to move forward with.
The Metropolitan Opera itself has seen plenty of drama recently offstage. A $300 million a year operation, it lost half that in earned revenues during the shutdown. Furloughed workers.
Who's the Met Opera?
And wound up in bitter disputes with its unions that were settled only recently.
Well, it's been incredibly painful for the entire company.
Peter Gelb is the Met's general manager.
The most difficult part for us is not to get, I think, the local opera fans back. I think they will come back. The hardest part is the tourists.
A recent performance of Verdi's Requiem, the first time the Met Orchestra has performed, drew a packed audience and prolonged ovation. Fire Shut Up in My Bones was planned several years ago, but Gelb is now hoping the historic nature of this first offering will help bring in a new, more diverse, and younger audience.
I mean, the obvious question is, why did it take so long?
Well, that's a very good question. Part of it also is you know, opportunities for composers and for African Americans in this art form have been limited. One of the things that we need to create are greater pathways and pipelines of talents so that we can actually give opportunities to composers.
Gelb points to new commissions and upcoming productions by black composers, as well as other programs designed to diversify backstage leadership roles.
There's no question the Met was slow in terms of bringing works by African American composers to the theater, but we're not going to be slow going forward.
For her part, co-director Camille A. Brown told us she's pained it remains an issue in 2021.
As I am in this position, I know that it's just not about me. It's not about the opportunity that I'm given. It's about Catherine Dunham, it's about Carmen de Lavallade, it's about Marlys Yerby and Diane McIntyre and all of those black women that came before me and struggled and paved the way for me. And I feel like it's a responsibility to show up, not just for myself, but for my community.
Composer Terrence Blanchard had a similar response to his history-making turn.
I was shocked. I didn't know. Yeah, it seemed a little crazy to me. I was totally caught off guard by it. And, you know, my next thought was, well, I'm not the first qualified. The thing that I've been saying about my opera being here, and it still feels weird to say.
it feels weird to say my opera?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Man, it still does.
You got to get used to it.
I know. Everybody keeps telling me that, but maybe in time. But I think the thing that feels weird about it is how I really don't want this to be a token. I want it to be a turnkey. You know, this, I may be the first, but I sure don't want to be the last.
An onstage story of personal trauma, a bigger story of an art form and one of its leading institutions going forward. To that end, the Met is simulcasting opening night in Times Square and, for the first time, in Marcus Garvey Park in Harlem. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown at the Metropolitan Opera in New York.
So exciting, and it's about time.